Hey, I'm Jack Walsh, aka Burnstar, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Of my youth, I've been searching for the truth to my being and all that seemed like mystery. So while turning in the dark, there a spot of light did spark, turning everything into reality. Now I see the light, yes, I see the light. Glad to see the light shining bright. It's all right. For the balance of my life, I'll cling to this guiding light as the essence of my natural creation. And as myself I grow to be, doubts and fear is gone from me, crystallized by the light of my salvation. Mystery, we're just untold history, and the secrets that's been known only to God. And as I sit and reminisce, I get peaceful joy and bliss from the memory of what could be the odds.
Well, folks, it is just about 11 p.m., 11:01 to be exact. And if you're a regular listener, you know that this means it's time for the nightly review of the WRCT radio and music calendars for just a few minutes before we get back to the electronic portion of the show with some great trance and house and big beat music. Just a couple minutes to review ongoing and upcoming local events in art, culture, and music. First up, at the Harris Theater, the Harris Theater presents two films now through, well, yesterday. So on to the next. Liberty Magic presents magician Noah Soni, who blends a love for modern magic and mind reading with quick-witted humor and charm in his new magic show called Trust No One, from now through April 9th. That's not right. Beginning April 12th through the 30th, Pittsburgh native and Liberty Magic's own house musician, John Tai, returns to Liberty Magic with his hit show, Road Signs. John recasts a quintessential American road trip as a voyage to unearth what dreams are really made of. Inspired by the Ship of Theseus paradox, this new play with magic transports audiences through a time warp and into the wilderness, backlit by lanterns and bonfires, where past and present blur and audience members become primary characters in the evening story. Trust No One is already over, and Road Signs will be presented from April 12th, yesterday, all the way to the 30th at the end of the month. All performances at 811 Liberty Avenue downtown. And for more information on that, visit trustarts.org. And the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust is presenting at 937 Gallery, hosting artwork by Jacob Pesci in an exhibition entitled And the Lord Spoke, a photographic essay exploring themes of American life from the past 8 years and the war being waged on the human soul through social division, police brutality, global wars, climate change, gentrification, broken relationships, and communities. On display March 31st through May 14th at the 937 Gallery, 937 Liberty Avenue downtown, trustarts.org for more information about that as well. Moving on to the music calendar for just a minute before we get back to the music. This Saturday, this weekend, as always, lots of upcoming local music events in Pittsburgh. This Saturday, the 15th of April, 6:30 p.m. at the Roxian, you can find Terror and Frozen Soul opening for the Black Dahlia Murder. A little bit later that evening, at Mr. Small's Theater up in Millvale, you can find Elliot Lee and Dizzy opening for Joy Wave. Later this weekend, at the 16th, Sunday the 16th, this weekend, at Club Cafe at 8 p.m. in the Southside, Portaire is opening for Begonia. Cute little venue, Club Cafe, right off Carson Street. Also at 8 p.m. on Sunday night at Thunderbird Cafe, Shane Gorete is opening for The Heavy Heavy. And finally, next week, next Tuesday, the 18th, a busy day for weekday concerts at Black Forge Coffee. They have Schaefer the Darkboard playing with Coolsy in support. And at the Government Center at 8 p.m. on the north side, you can find Public Opinion, Rex Tycoon, Addict Brain, and Products. Well, that's it for the WRCT music and radio calendars. If you or your organization would like to post an event on our calendar, please send that email to music-calendar@wrct.org. Please send notices at least 1 week in advance of the event date and include the venue, artist name, date, time, and a short description. So, getting back to the music, we're going to open up the electronic section with a song from The Chemical Brothers, all the way back from 2010, from their album Further. This one is called Swoon. A trance song that's just reminding folks to fall in love. There's nothing else more important. People say that people associate what's known as cuffing season with colder weather, going into the fall and in the winter. which I always thought was funny. I always thought that the warm weather was a much better time of the year to fall for someone. You can do more stuff. You can do fun stuff outside. But that's just my opinion. I'll leave you with some trance music. keeping it in the trance subgenre here. Here's the one from the even earlier in the millennium, all the way back from, I think, 2001. This is on the opposite side of promoting the feeling of love. This is Far From In Love by Above and Beyond. And folks, if you're ever curious about what song you're hearing on here, and you don't have a pen to jot it down in time, you can always find that on wrct.org/schedule, finding From the Basement on the schedule and clicking on that show to find the schedule for our date. Or you can call into the station at 412-268-WRCT. That's 412-268-9728. And I'll get the phone and I can just tell you. Going back even later in history books, this is from 1994, Early AM from Tronic Pulse. What is some early house for you? Yeah.
what doing when F, what doing when F, what doing when F, fat boys tripping.
Ride a bicycle? Do you want safer streets, respect from motorists, and bicycle infrastructure improvements? Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization working on improving the conditions on the streets and the amenities off the streets, making Pittsburgh a more bicycle-friendly city. Find out about Bike Pittsburgh's programs on the web at bike-pgh.org, by phone at 412-325-4334, or stop by your local bike shop and pick up a brochure. I'd also like to note that these days, everyone is posting pictures online. But here's the deal. Once you post a picture online, you can't take it back. It's up there for everyone to see, including your family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people, and even your coworkers. All it takes is a few clicks, and your image could be all over the internet. So think before you post. For more information, visit cybertipline.com. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council. I'd like to add, it doesn't just go for pictures. I think it goes for any kind of video or text or even audio post. There's some things I wish I could take back from posting in my past, not because they were bad or offensive or hurt my career prospects or educational prospects in any way, but merely just because they were cringe. Think twice about having social media as teens, kids. All right, that was a big beat song from Fatboy Slim called Gangster Trippin' from 1998. Up next, we've got another song from Skrillex's latest album, Quest for Fire, or one of his, he released two albums at the same time. Quest for Fire is one of them, and this is A Street I Know, featuring Eli Kessler. This really takes me back to my later teenage years in the mid-2010s. This is After Hours, the B-Sides remix featuring Diplo and Nina Sky by EDM trap artist Troy Boy. This is Scud Books by Hudson Mohawk from Hudmo Unchained. And it is 11:30 here on the clock in the studio of WRCT Pittsburgh, which means it's time for the end of this week's episode of From the Basement. I'm your host, DJ Addy, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in. If you're tuning in the radio in your car, which is what most people have physical radios in these days. Drive home safe and sleep well. If you're listening on a radio not in your car, good for you for being a bit of a contrarian, I guess. If you're listening online on the stream on WRCT.org, I want to thank you for tuning in amongst all of the other options you have online for streaming music, be it streaming services or the MP3s on your own computer or music videos on various video sharing websites. We want to thank you for choosing to tune in to our stream. As I mentioned earlier, if you're curious to hear or see the songs played on tonight's show or on any other show, you can visit wrct.org/schedule, click on the show that you want to see the schedule for, and on the right-hand side of your webpage, you should see a bunch of dates. Clicking on that date should take you to a playlist listing for that night's broadcast. And as always, we'll be back next week at the same time and the same place as we will be for at least the next month and a half. More further details as events warrant, but there's a chance this show could move to earlier in the evening on a different night starting this summer for a permanent move. But for now, we'll see you next week, Thursday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on WRCT.org or on that FM dial 88.3 FM. Well, that's all I have for you tonight, folks. I'll leave you with our auto DJ for the rest of the night, spinning some old shows recorded on WRCT Pittsburgh until the schedule resumes Friday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern with the David Pacman Show, public affairs show. So until then, thanks for tuning in. Have a great night, and we'll see you next week.
.com. Now that it is just past 11 o'clock, it's time now to do the WRCT radio and music calendar, let you know some things going on around town. For example, Jaunt, which is an exploration, a safe exploration of public art, is going on all around the city. Yeah, the Office of Public Art is pleased to announce Jaunt. It's an artist-designed public art tour by D.S. Kinzel, founder of Boom Concepts in Garfield. Jaunt features a series of postcards by Pittsburgh artists available at various locations to provide a safe exploration of public art during the pandemic. The postcards are available at Boom Concepts on Penn Avenue in Garfield, at the Small Mall in Lawrenceville, at the CDCP Project Space, and the Small Mall Outpost in Wilkinsburg, as well as People's Grocery on Penn Avenue in Garfield as well. Don't forget you can support Thrifty, which is the East End Community Thrift Store at 5123 Penn Avenue in Garfield. They're open Tuesday through Friday. They're open Saturday, and they're actually closed on Sundays and Mondays. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, masks are required. Now, they're just one door down from the Thomas Merton Center. The East End Community Thrift Store has clothing, furniture, and household appliances. Donations, volunteers, and shoppers are all welcome, and all profits from the store are actually donated to the Thomas Merton Center to help fund their general operations. For more information, 412-361-6010. All those words came out at once. Also, Off-Route Art is always looking for artists and art lovers. They're a nonprofit that connects original art made by artists 16 to 24 years old with people like you. More information at offrootart.com. And then finally, that's it then finally. My other fun, the event closed tonight, so I'm not going to tell you about that one because it's closed. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you know of an event or a promoting event or want us to promote that event, send us the details in an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. As we look at the WRCT music calendar, as you are aware, live shows in person are suspended until further notice. We're hoping late spring. Fingers crossed, maybe early summer, late summer. We're hoping 2021. But in the meantime, we do recommend you go to some of your favorite websites. A lot of these places are doing live stream shows, and or just keep abreast of what's going on. For example, Trust Arts is a good one to go to. .org, the Pittsburgh Symphony, Calliope House. .org, Pittsburgh Symphony. .org. Lots of places to check out what's going on. However, Cello Fury is doing a live streaming show for Pittsburgh's Song Space tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. For more information, go to uusongspace.com. Also tomorrow at 9 p.m., Flying Lotus is doing a live stream concert from L.A. Flying Lotus brings beats with a cinematic flair. For more information, bandsintown.com. Another show for tomorrow night that's being sponsored by, I believe, Con Alma, which is on Ellsworth Avenue in Shadyside. It's James Moore tribute to Blue Mitchell. No, it looks like the show is actually live and in person from 6 to 9 at Con Alma. They're also live streaming it. So that is happening on Ellsworth Avenue tomorrow evening from 6 to 9. The Stay-at-Home Troubadour Review with Scott Cook, Corin Raymond, and Jonathan Bird is happening on Tuesday, February 2nd. That is going to be a live stream event. Homeroutes.ca is where you just kind of dig around and find out about that. And a couple events with the August Wilson Center. Their website is awc.culturaldistrict.org. One of these events is on Thursday the 4th. It is Carol Riddick performing the music of Nina Simone. And then on Thursday, the 4th of March, it's Lindsay Morgan Smith. That's my WRCT music calendar. If you know of an event to include on this calendar, you want to include an event on this calendar, send us an email at music-calendar@wrct.com and let us know what you want to hear, want to promote. So you heard me say how Seth Thomas, the big clock manufacturer mogul, how he passed away on this day back, 162 years ago. He was 73 years old. And I was playing some songs, just kind of inspiring my set list. I played something from Elvis Costello's Punch the Clock. I played the 3 o'clock, but let's get back into more music with something by, how about The Alarm?
Fly that we fly high, so this next song. Maybe too much talk. This song is not a rebel song. This song is Someday, Bloody Someday.
Hello, this is Adam Clayton here, the bass player from U2. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
from our beloved revolutionary sweetheart. That is Camper Van Beethoven with their ode to Patty Hearst with a Tanya here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Would you believe on the very same day that Brenda Spencer, 16-year-old Brenda Spencer, went shooting up a elementary school outside of San Diego back in 1979, President Jimmy Carter actually commuted Patty Hearst's sentence from 7 years to 2 years. So why not play a Patty Hearst song? Because, you know, you've got a bunch of them in your library. Some Camper Van Beethoven. R.E.M. before that was Second Guessing For You off of Reckoning. U2 gave us Sunday, Bloody Sunday, pulled that off of Live at Red Rocks because I dig that version. And also tomorrow, technically tomorrow, marks the anniversary, the 49th anniversary of the shooting in Derry of 26 peaceful protesters, which spawned Sunday, Bloody Sunday. The alarm started the entire set with 68 guns, getting us to where we are now. It is coming up about 24 minutes past your 11 o'clock hour. We have a Rod McCune mock coming up at midnight, so I'm sure you're anxious. You're anxious. You're like, Moxer, what do you play in a Rod McCune mock that... Are you sure? Are you sure? Tune in and find out. Got a whole bunch of stuff. I've teased you all along because I'm hoping maybe a couple stragglers from my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, hope they're listening because I've got a prog rock set coming up, but I'm gonna warn you. I don't know if I'll get it in before the mock. I don't know because it's prog rock. I mean, I play two songs and there's a half hour. So I do have a set in my playlist. But speaking of that tragic event that spawned or created Sunday Bloody Sunday back on January 30th of 1972, it also was the inspiration of Paul McCartney's first Wings single, the first single he released as the Wings post-Beatles, which was Give Ireland Back to the Irish.
Should he lie down? Do nothing. Should he give? rodeo. Whoa.